Hello and welcome to the as of yet unnamed Film Bunker podcast. My name is Nick.
My name is Matt.
My name is Ben.
My name is Simon.
And well, we're here to talk about, you know, movies, films, TV shows, whatever comes up, just general content, media. Well, we don't know what we're doing and I need content. And producer, please give me some content.
Disney movies.
Already? Really?
I wasn't prepared. Me neither.
I feel like it's going to take up the whole the whole thing.
That was a hard start.
Technically, Star Wars films are Disney movies.
That is true.
That's a good segue.
And so, that's what we're talking about.
What would you like to talk about? Simon, what did you see this week?
So, I watched Rogue One.
It's a bit late for that, but alright.
Absolutely. But, I actually thought it was a great film. I was surprised. I thought I was not going to like it. I wasn't a fan of The Last Jedi. And it was just a solid film.
Yeah, no, I really like it. It's really different and it's something like that's telling a story that's something new in Star Wars. I'm so frustrated by Solo. It's something that doesn't need to be. Whereas Rogue One was something that they told a story that
I get what you mean.
Hasn't been told before. And it has one of my favorite action scenes from any Star Wars movie in it, and that's Vader fucking destroying people.
Yes,
nice.
That is amazing. Yeah, that scene is just beautiful.
It's also got the greatest space scene where they crash ships into bigger ships, and it works. Yeah. And I just love that as a strategy.
Oh yeah,
and it's fantastic. What made you think you weren't gonna like Rogue One? Was it just The Last Jedi?
It was a lot of what Nick was saying. Honestly, I kind of felt like. What you were saying about Solo, I kind of thought about Rogue One and that, like, why do we need a spin-off story from the Star Wars universe? And I think they did a good job just justifying why that was important. It was just a story about the sacrifice of a bunch of people and how that huge thing in their lives was such a small part of this larger epic trilogy. And I think that's kind of what Star Wars is about.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Like, the smaller people in this larger epic saga.
It is nice to hear smaller stories, because it is, you know, a whole universe in and of itself. It's not necessarily just about the main heroes of the war, or any of the wars. It's cool to get...
It's also refreshing to have a story that you know is going to end in some sort of misery.
Yes.
Because
no one can live in that.
Yes.
Exact spoilers, if no one's seen Rogue One.
I was going to say, spoilers. I think we're a bit past that, but...
I think if you're listening to a film podcast, you should presume there's spoilers.
Yeah, that might have to be a thing we insert in the start of every podcast, which is there are going to be spoilers everywhere.
I mean, just
that can be in the theme song intro.
That can be spoilers the theme song.
There's no theme song, it's just spoiler with, like, sirens going off.
Oh god, yeah, no, I love the end of it. I love that I was watching it in the cinema and I was watching just everything burnt out on the planet around them. And I was like, wait a minute, they're not going to get off. Holy shit, they're going to finish a Star Wars movie with every main character just dying?
Because
this is amazing.
I was hoping that they would do that at the end of Toy Story 3, where they're going into the incinerator.
Wait, you mean they didn't?
No.
Oh, that's annoying.
I turn it off every time.
At
that point, I'm like, yes.
I want to see Mr. Potato Head dead.
Head cannon, this is where it ends.
Tim Allen is dead.
I just want to see Mr.
World
Potato
improvement.
Head. My god. I haven't actually seen Toy Story 3, believe it or not, so I can't comment on that.
I feel like the world would be different if that's how Toy Story 3 ended.
Just imagine.
You know what I mean?
Children watching it the first time. You've got to deal with death somehow.
And it should be the third movie.
Somehow we've kind of circled back to Disney. It's getting close.
Yeah. No, we'll circle back because I think Simon glossed over an interesting fact of you didn't like The Last Jedi?
Mm-hmm.
What's everyone else? I liked it.
I really liked it.
Okay, and Nick?
I have many opinions.
Okay, cool.
Some good, some bad.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear why you don't like it.
Well, the big thing for me, there are a few things, but the big thing for me was about 60 to 70% of the narrative, like, was irrelevant.
In what way do you mean?
So Finn and Rose.
Okay, let's ignore that part.
Okay, that's a good starting point.
Because I liked it.
When we say we like The Last Jedi, we're talking about our headcanon version.
Where Rose doesn't exist, and they didn't go on the fruitless journey for no reason.
And they didn't fuck up Finn?
They didn't ruin Finn.
Yeah.
Because they were trying, if I can remember, they were trying to disable a hyperspace tracker.
They were trying to get a hacker. To do that.
Yeah.
and they met a hacker in a nice, beautiful, lavish casino.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke to him for 2 seconds, mm-hmm. and he said, go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave up and just so happened to be in the cell beside this very eccentric Benicio del Toro character who also happened to be a hacker. So
yeah.
seems like we're back on for...
I thought that was supposed to be the hacker they were after.
Me too, to be honest, actually. Yeah.
No, there was a shot of the actual hacker in the casino. And then the Force does kind of guide them to another one anyway.
Yeah.
The actual hacker was like a really ritzy, lavish guy.
It's an actual, like, well-known actor. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, me neither. I forget.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's in it for like a second.
Let's just say it's Sean Connery. Just because...
It's
I can't do it.
That's the best one I've heard. Oh, it's Justin Theroux. That's who it is.
Yeah. I'm Sean Connery.
Wait, was it?
Yeah, it was
really?
Justin Theroux. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. How does he do that?
Thank you, producer, for that.
Okay.
No, he seemed for a second. But no, Benedicto del Toro's character is a good character. They just did not give him enough.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd like a solo movie about him, to be totally honest.
I think they're going to develop that in the third movie.
Presumably.
I agree with what you're saying, Simon. They did have like a lot of, like, they introduced characters by a purple hair lady, forgotten her name.
Yeah, Laura Dern.
They introduced that character. I assume that they're trying to also create almost these other properties that they can exploit as a cruel word, but use later, sort of.
Seems apt though, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, create more action figures and video game characters.
The thing is, Laura Dern, if you look at it also, she doesn't need to be in the movie either.
No.
She does.
No.
Because Admiral Akbar got a terrible, shitty death.
He did.
He could have done that role.
I hate how right all of you are. Really annoying.
He could have done that role. Well, instead, one good thing would have been if Poe had gone with Finn.
Yeah.
They'd done that journey together. Mm. And they got kicked off the ship, say.
Yeah.
Did the journey together.
Well, while I agree with all of you, and I can't think of a proper argument to say why I like it, I'll say that just a lot of that... It didn't detract from the enjoyment of the movie for me. But if I'm being totally honest, I have rose-colored glasses when it comes to Star Wars. Like, the moment that title screen starts scrolling, I'm just like, I'm immersed. I'm immersed, man. Yeah.
Dude. I tear up when it comes up in the film. In the cinema, when that comes up.
When I
get tears.
When I went to Force Awakens, I was like... Star Wars. When I went to Force Awakens, I was just like, oh my god, I'm actually in the cinema for a new Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that's,
and it was I was so hyped and nothing had happened.
Yeah, that was the same.
And it was probably a bad thing, but you know.
No, whatever. I was the same. Like, the thing is, I liked the movie. Everything with Rey and Kylo, I really loved.
Kylo especially. Yeah. Kylo carried that movie.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
even Mark Hamill, I thought, was... his role was very excellent in it.
Mm.
And I just laughed when Yoda came on. Because that was just shit.
So he looked good because it was an actual puppet.
I know,
and
but
it wasn't the shit puppet from Phantom Menace. It was a good puppet.
It was still pretty bad. I think it's just Yoda's character design as a whole is not flattering to begin with.
Yeah.
He's a little gremlin.
But that's the point.
I know.
He's unassuming.
I know, but it's like, it just looked shit. And I was trying to not laugh at it.
It's definitely not my biggest complaint. It's a Jim Henson puppet from...
I know it is, yeah.
I mean, you can't say any puppet is bad that Jim Henson makes.
Well, I just did. So there you go. It was a shit puppet.
Show me on the puppet where Jim Henson made a bad version.
I'm sure that puppet isn't a Jim Henson puppet, but the original one is.
Oh, no, the original one's fine.
Yeah.
But that's because I think it's more so that the original one, the shittiness kind of goes with everything else in the movie because it looks a bit tacky.
Yeah. Again, though, it's not as bad as the one in Force Awakens.
No.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, no.
That movie. That is I don't know what you're talking about.
That is Nightmare.
Hey, you mean the pod racing movie? That was just a pod racer movie. Yeah, that was an excellent movie.
Thought that was a fever dream that Obi-Wan had when he's trying to remember his past life.
Just replace Phantom Menace with Weird Al's song about it as the canon version of it.
I did listen to someone who... basically came up with their ideal order for watching all the canonical Star Wars films.
Mm.
And it's...
is it A New Hope?
Yeah.
Then the prequels, then
Empire.
Yes,
then, right.
Yes.
Or is it A New Hope, Empire, and then the prequels, and then Return of the Jedi?
You had it right the first...
The first time?
Yeah, first time. And
producer is interrupting.
Phantom Menace is just left out completely.
Too far away.
Sorry, continue.
So yeah, you watched A New Hope, Then you go back and watch Attack of the Clones.
Why is that above? I thought Attack of the Clones was worse, to be honest, than Phantom Menace.
Not than Phantom Menace.
Oh, man. I mean, it's because Phantom Menace has some peaks. Like, basically just Darth Maul.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
I will watch all of those Darth Maul scenes.
And Jewel of the, just Jewel of the Fates. Just straight up.
Yeah.
That great fucking song.
It was just like an irrelevant YouTube clip of some guy with the red double black lights. I don't know what's happening, but I'm enjoying this.
Just say that Phantom Menace is actually 20 minutes and it's 10 minutes pod racing, 10 minutes Darth Maul fight scene, or however long that is.
I skip over the midichlorians.
I do get the criticisms of The Last Jedi, but I think for what it is, it's an effective clothesline to get all these ideas out there. And
yeah.
I think I can understand why fans of the franchise, like purists and people who really love a good story that they can sort of completely devour now, might be disappointed by it.
Mm. But at the same time,
I think if you're a sellout piece of crap like I am,
agreed, absolutely, yeah. At the same time, like I just forgot what I was going to say, but fuck it. I like The Last Jedi.
I like the movie too, but it just has its problems.
It does have its problems, yeah. But like I said, for me, it didn't detract from the enjoyment of it necessarily. The main thing I loved is that it's a small, isolated story that the whole plot takes about, what, 2 days?
Yeah, it's over.
Which I just think is fascinating.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And like the fact that it has a really just a bad ending in terms of the characters, I mean, as in it doesn't end well for them.
No.
They lose pretty much everything.
It pretty much echoes the end of Empire. Cause the end of Empire is
But there's still some. There's some.
It's the down note ending. Yeah.
It is, yeah. And I mean, I just think it did it really, really well, and I thought it was an interesting way to do that. And you know, killing off Snoke was nice.
What do you think, Sean Connery?
bitch slapped Kylo Ren. It would have lasted 5 seconds with me.
What the fuck?
I don't know where that came from.
Can you do a new Bond actor each time? As you're Roger Moore.
Hi, I'm Roger Moore.
That's the same, it's the same thing as Sean Connery. It's just slightly younger.
I have nicer hair.
Hey, don't diss Sean Connery. Actually, yeah, you know, you got a valid point.
He walks like a panther. Which has become creepier in retrospect.
What?
That's how he got the role of Bond when he tried.
Oh, did he?
It was described as him. His movements were described as being like a panther by Ian Fleming, who.
Oh, Sean Connery. Oh, yeah. I've heard that too.
That's
excellent.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Which it's not something you'd try to do intentionally.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how you begin to mimic a cat.
Bond is very everyday life. Bond is very predatorial in his nature, anyway. So
yes,
like he's an asshole.
He, in the latest Bond film, which I've forgotten the name of.
Spectre.
Spectre.
Yeah, it's a forgettable one, don't worry.
He straight up just walks into a woman's room and has his way with her.
But they all have
those.
That's
pretty much all of the Bond films.
You just don't realise it until, you see the new ones.
Okay, the latest Bond film, Spectre, for me, not good.
Oh, no, it's shit. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, the ending.
Just all of it. I just forget most of it, to be honest.
I forget most Bond movies.
I love Bond, and I know
same.
You love
yeah.
Bond too.
Yeah.
The one piece that stands out of that movie that stands out to me is I love the lair.
Yeah, the lair's good.
Lair was great because it was such a good callback to like the 70s like super villain lair. It was really cool. The rest of the movie, completely forgettable.
I remember the posters for the advertisements of the movie, and that's about it. And there was a motorbike, and they were in, I want to say, Saudi Arabia. Probably not.
Some desert
shithole town.
It had like a crater base.
Yeah, I think it was basically the start of the movie.
Yeah.
Because there was a motorbike chase on some buildings.
I mean,
there's
always some sort of chase at the start.
Yeah, but like, it was a motorbike. It's completely different.
As I got older, rewatching not Sean Connery,
Roger Moore
movies, realised that every Roger Moore Bond movie has a boat chase in it.
Yes, it does.
Don't know why. None of the other ones have they have boat chases occasionally, but every single Roger Moore Bond movie has a boat chase.
But they are
in
cool
it.
Boat chases.
Yes,
yeah,
they're very
awesome.
Cool, but I don't get why.
Because Bond. You don't need a reason for Bond, I don't think.
Boat sponsorship.
Well, when was Roger Moore? Was that night somewhere 70s, in the 70s?
70s.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Did they have, they probably had a big boat company.
Mm. They had Audi sponsored with the cars for a while.
Aston Martin was the obvious one. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, from
that was the classic one with Goldfinger, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real classic car. Yeah.
I was I think for like the next Bond film, they should just quietly make up a country and try and slip it in there.
That is set to some random European country.
I'm into it.
And you can give it like even like a really disgusting name, like all the women just have randomly fantastic names.
Volvia.
Bulgaria.
No, just Volvia. I reckon just make it obvious.
Just call it Volva then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, come on, there's a Bond girl named Pussy Galore. Yeah, they're not that subtle about it.
No.
My name is Pussy Galore.
That name goes out the other side of not putting any effort in and becomes studdedly inappropriate and unrealistic.
Because it wasn't inappropriate to begin with, wasn't it?
You know, the Queen of Volva. You can meet the Queen. Her name can be...
Oh, that's a bad image.
With the Queen. He's got to get with course. The Queen.
You're wasting... Yeah, you're just... No. I feel like Bond has his limits.
Bond does not have any limits.
Cootie McShagalot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. What's he doing in Volva? What's he doing in
Volva? Do we really want to talk about that? Let's not talk about what he's doing in Volva.
Build our own Bond movie.
I forget. Is there ever a female villain in Bond?
Yes.
Which one?
In
Octopussy.
Is it Pussy Galore? No, it's not.
It was Oct.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Vagina Octopus. My arch nemesis.
Also,
Flangepuss.
Diamonds Are Forever, is it? No.
You sure?
No. What's the last one? Pierce Brosnan one?
Yeah, the one with
what's with Madonna in it.
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, we all know.
Don't say we all know.
Die Another Day. Die Another Day. Yeah, it's Die Another Day. Yeah, there's the chick with the knives. That's
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's not the main villain, but she's like the, you know, the next step down.
Yeah. There's one that betrays him. Oh, there's a few betrayals.
There's a lot of them betray him.
Yeah.
You think he would just stop trusting these women?
He fucks them and leaves, and then they get revenge.
I mean, my favorite part about the Bond books, because I've read a few of them, is that the last sentence of the first book of Casino Royale is just, the bitch is dead. That's the last sentence.
Just sums up Bond really well.
Ian Fleming was going through some stuff.
Yes.
He's still on paper.
He's still going through some stuff.
What, in the afterlife?
Yeah, in his grave. Rolling over in his grave. He has major women issues.
Regard.
Is that your Ian Fleming?
That's my Ian Fleming. That's why he likes Sean Connery so much. He reminds me of me, a real panther. Make him a movie star.
Who is Bond based off of? Me. I am the Bond.
I think he smokes and drinks an unrealistic amount in the books.
Oh, absolutely.
He does.
200 cigarettes in a morning or something.
It's in Casino Royale. They document how many. I think it's something like 60 cigarettes a day. It's like 2 or 3 packs.
That is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, well, not in the 60s.
Still expensive, I think.
Not in Volva, where they don't have taxes.
They all just smoke. People start smoking at 8 in Volva.
It's compulsory.
Dictator makes children smoke
so they don't get taller than him.
It's in class. They all have a smoke break every hour and a half.
Now, Bond isn't Disney, but
it can be though. We can it make
probably
it.
Will
we
be.
Can
will
make
be
it Disney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was Chitty Bang Bang Disney because Ian Fleming wrote the screenplay for that.
I think it was.
I'll Google.
Yeah, you Google.
Because I have no idea about Chitty Bang Bang.
No, it's okay. Producer can Google.
I don't know much about Chi Chi Bang Bang.
Yeah, no, I've never read or seen Chi Chi Bang Bang. I was actually super surprised. Not that long ago did I learn that Ian Fleming actually wrote that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I learned it 2 seconds ago when Matt said it.
No, it's such a weird, like, it's like, wait, why did Ian Fleming write Chi Chi?
It's hard to imagine him staying in the pleasant enough mood the whole way without, like, and then Chitty Chitty Bang Bang runs them all over. And
it was a pleasant time of his life. It lasted a year.
Her head pops like a peanut under the wheels of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
This is Sean Connery's screenplay.
They're the same guy. They're amalgamated into one entity. Sheehan Flannery.
Keep going. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm seeing highlighted by our producer. It's written by Roald Dahl and Hughes, loosely based on Ian Fleming's 1964 novel Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car.
Okay.
I assume loosely based because it turned violent. And they're like, I like it all.
I forgot the Roald Dahl. Yeah, adapted it. Adapted it for the film.
I'm gonna guess Ian Fleming. I'm going to guess Ian Fleming just got really sick of, normal-ish cars in Bond and was like, what if it was magic? It'd be so much easier.
He was super into cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Well, duh. He wrote a fucking book about it.
So apparently Roald Dahl wrote You Only Live Twice, the movie.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. They traded some
stuff. Good movie. Good on him. Good stuff.
You just imagine Ian Fleming trying to get out all these ideas for his cars. And he's like, magic. No, not in the gritty realism of Bond.
If Ian Fleming wrote Lord of the Rings, it's just cars everywhere, flying cars.
How do we get to Mordor, Gandalf? Retrieve.
The whole movie is just get them trying to get fuel. It's right out of fuel.
The petrol prices in Mordor is through the roof.
Fucking Sauron, man. He's got a monopoly.
He's head of the Shell Corporation. And he makes you listen to that We Are the World or whatever it is that plays on YouTube.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God.
Now, Last Jedi is good.
Yeah, so circling back to Disney.
If we want to circle back to that, I will say...
I just did. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
pleasure,
that.
Pleasure, yeah.
General Snoke's death seemed to me quite silly.
I thought it was great.
I was annoyed that it looked like Kylo was going to be a good guy because it's just so emotionally weak. But then when he's like, I'm insane, really, I'm even worse.
I actually loved that because there were moments, especially in that fight scene, where it was like, I fucking hate you. And then, oh, no, wait, you're awesome. I actually really like you. And then went back to hating him. It was classic bloody just mixed signals everywhere.
I liked the fight scene.
Oh, the fight scene's
brilliant. Yeah.
But that scene where General Snoke is sitting on his chair and is like, I can see it. Kylo Ren is going to...
Oh, yeah, no, it was good, yeah.
And you see the thing going like this, and he's going to shove his lightsaber into the heart of his true enemy. And it's really...
Yeah.
Oh, irony!
Yeah, I thought that
was... Yeah, it is silly.
But no, I like that because he's basically just reading Kylo's mind, and Kylo's tricking him by being more vague about what he's thinking about. So he's thinking about, I'm going to kill my true enemy, but what he's doing is he's using the Force to turn the lightsaber around and kill him. What I don't like about Snoke's death is the cutaway after the whole battle, and then Hux comes in, and his body falls on the ground.
Mm.
And just loses all gravitas. It's just like this stupid slapstick, like, sound as he just falls over.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I don't like about it.
Yeah, it's like that part ruins it.
That part just combined with the whole thing of having this guy who is the leader of the First Order, essentially like the Empire or what's left of it, and he's just kind of a doofus.
Mm.
He doesn't have anything interesting about him,
which is why they killed him. To be honest,
I think it's sort of just a red herring to sort of
it was a misdirection thing.
Kylo is actually the unstable one who can't hold it together and is actually a real threat because he's not mature enough to handle his evil,
which I don't mind because I think Kylo Ren as a villain is just a lot more interesting. Snoke wasn't doing a whole lot.
He's become a lot more interesting since
after Last Jedi.
Yeah,
that was his main arc.
Now
he's scary.
I liked how out of control and kind of adolescent he was in the first one.
Yeah,
it was an interesting take because you can't just have every villain be Darth Vader.
No, all the time. You've done the kind of methodical, absolutely psychotic.
Darth Vader. I think he's even like the perfect person to come right after Darth Vader.
Absolutely,
it makes so much sense.
I think he's scarier than Darth Vader in a lot of times.
Yeah,
he's terrifying.
He's just a straight mass murderer. That's
but it's terrifying
because he's just unhinged and he doesn't. Well, at the moment in the movies, he thinks his dad's dead because he killed him, but he doesn't realize that Leia's alive. So he hasn't got any connections left.
Yeah.
I do like the idiosyncratic sort of relationship he has with Darth Vader, where he's got his helmet and he's like, I want to be like him so much. But Darth Vader was redeemed and in the end chose good, whereas Kylo Ren's doing everything he can to choose the wrong
thing. The opposite,
thing,
yeah.
As much as it might even be in his nature to not be that villainous.
But then he scrapped that desire immediately at the start of The Last Jedi.
Mm. Yes,
you know, throwing away his helmet as well.
Yes.
Which was a big symbolic moment
for him. They didn't lean on it too much or for too long into the story.
No. It was straight up, I'm going to be... It was before it was, I want to be the next Darth Vader or as good as Darth Vader. And then it became, I want to be better or worse, yes, depending on how you look at it, I suppose, than Darth Vader.
I want to come with your own dark side.
Exactly. It's the darker side is what it is. No, I thought he carried a lot of the movie easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a great villain.
No, he is. But yeah, like, I think all the little nitpicks and big picks. I mean, Leia should have just died in space.
That would have been easier.
It was just,
it would have been a bit unceremonious, though.
No, I thought it was a
beautiful death, honestly.
Yeah, I thought it was a great death.
But the thing is, he doesn't kill her.
So what?
It would have felt a bit weak, I feel.
I mean...
That whole thing, and everyone hates it, I know, because of the whole Mary Poppins thing.
Yeah.
It's just the way I think it was edited and filmed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They could have made it look better. Because she did is like, with the Force, is not uncomprehensible.
It's not bad.
It just looks dumb.
It looks shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a clip art that someone just dragged across.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to make Carrie Fisher look as nimble as Johnny Yang, though, at this stage of her life.
For like a 7-year-old or however old she is.
She fled through space pretty slickly.
I think she's survived the vastness and, you know, freezing temperatures of space very well. Mm. She's totally fine. Absolutely.
Not as well as I shut up, Sean.
Oh my god.
So, if we're going to Disney, we're going to talk about the big Disney thing that's coming out really soon.
If you count that,
right.
We're doing Disney, but we're doing like 2 degrees separated.
I was going to say, the Incredibles 2, I thought it was what you were talking about. Okay.
All right, if you want to talk about the Incredibles 2.
I don't really want to be honest.
I don't have anything that I can actually say
about it. Okay, so does anyone like the first one or has seen the trailers for the second one?
Yes, mostly.
I've seen the first movie.
I liked the first movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Pixar very rarely miss the mark completely, unless they get Owen Wilson as a car.
That was Owen Wilson?
Owen
Wilson?
I think he wasn't going, wow.
That's why I didn't know. Every time he passes someone, wow. Wow.
Kids coming out of the movie, wow, wow.
Oh no, he started
instead of like a car vroom sound, it's just wow, wow.
There would be a YouTube video of cars about it.
But it's Owen Wilson doing everything.
That would exist.
I think that'd make the movie better, to be totally honest. I think it'd be fantastic.
It should have been an option. You get Spanish subtitles, Japanese voice actors.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson mode activated.
But back on The Incredibles.
No.
Have any of you seen the trailer?
No. You showed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So my opinion on the trailer is it looks like they're just repeating this first movie. Just again.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have that same act structure.
No, but there's no progression with the characters. They're not aged up.
It's like a year or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Dash slightly aged? What is it, like 10 years now, almost?
Longer than that. Why? 2004 or something, I think it was.
Why wait that long, not age anyone up, and have the exact same jokes in the trailer? They have Samuel Jackson's character make the same joke.
Wow.
Like, from the first one.
Where's my super suit?
Yeah, exactly. That's the joke. It's not.
Only where's my suit? Yeah, it's a very racially charged joke. The more you think about it, but you know,
it turns into like a Tarantino film halfway through. Samuel Jackson's like, motherfucker,
where's my motherfucking super suit? I'm sick of these motherfucking clothes in my motherfucking closet. Where's my suit? That should have been the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, the audience from 2004 has aged considerably. I think they can handle that mature content.
Oh, just like R-rated Incredibles 2.
Yeah, like, well, they've all grown up. Yeah. Violet's doing...
But that's my problem. They haven't.
Well, no, I think the only one that looks older is Dash.
Dash, yeah.
Yeah, who's like a year or two
Why
or something.
Why not make them a
And he's
older.
Ripped for like a 7-year-old. Yeah. He is ripped.
he looks like a clickbait article. Yeah, how did this kid get so ripped?
Yeah, it's like, do you remember, to find like, out. Years and years ago, there was the story of like the weightlifting son who was ripped as hell. Yeah. It's kind of like that, except not, you know, abuse to kids.
Interesting.
Well, actually, it might be. Who knows?
I don't know. Too meal.
Okay, so I've been handed some content. We're going to do...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to do...
Where'd you get that content from?
Oh, the producer. That unnamed producer.
We have a producer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
sitting,
nice.
She's sitting on your right. Oh, sorry, your left.
My left.
My right.
Hey, oh, you're the producer, man.
So we're going to do a little...
Surprise!
Sean Connery's our producer.
I won't do this every podcast. I'm just running with it.
Sean, you're just going to drive it into the ground.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Okay, all right. Silence.
No.
We should...
That's what's great on the podcast. Silence!
Yeah,
there will never be silence.
Everyone's in the naughty corner.
What do you want to say?
Nick? All right, what I want to say is we're going to do a little segment I like to call like, what stays in the bunker? Battle of the Bunker. I haven't named it properly yet.
Battle of the Bunker
should
sounds be,
should
right.
be, what are we putting in the bunker?
Yeah, what are we putting in the bunker? What gets a place in the bunker for all time after the world is destroyed, you know, by Trump and all that stuff?
I love it.
So this time, it's two movies versing each other. It could be two... We're going to do other things. New TV shows, games, whatever, really.
But
this
it's
time,
film bunker.
Yeah, it's a film bunker.
I disagree. We need a game bunker then.
Yeah, okay.
A TV show
we'll
bunker.
We'll do a separate one. We'll call it game bunker.
Thank
and
you.
TV show bunker.
And I will host it, and it'll be better than this.
Yeah. And we will work every single day of the week just on these.
I mean, hey, Patreon. Fine. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah. Anyway, continue on being a dick.
What we're gonna argue against is which one deserves to be in the bunker, okay. Goonies or Gremlins?
Neither, because I don't know much about either.
You don't know about
same.
At least
honestly,
the Goonies.
Same.
I'm kind of in the same boat, except
I am
Truffle Shuffle.
I am
Truffle. That's my
what's
point.
Truffle
I have heard of that.
That's when the fat kid shakes his belly around.
I am shocked and appalled at all of
from?
You.
That is from the Goonies, I believe.
Okay. I was going to say Gremlins.
That's
so.
Chunk.
I'm sorry,
Chunk.
I'm sorry, Dad. Can you tell us about the Goonies?
Yes, no, I'm shocked and appalled that all of you... I mean, I don't really know much about Gremlins, but at least the Goonies
don't
people.
Feed them after midnight is all I know.
Yeah, that's pretty much all.
And they look like Furbies.
Yeah, they look like Furbies. I my vote goes to the Goonies anyway, because it's the one I know the best and it is just better. Generally.
I don't know.
That sounds like a win for the Goonies, man, doesn't it?
Hold on. Goonies is better. Do I have a coin? I don't. Fuck.
What's a coin?
Fuck. Yeah, has anyone got a coin? I'll flip it.
No, we're not flipping a coin.
We can flip
am
any object.
It's my vote.
Okay,
I'll
vote.
Do what
okay,
I want.
Your, yeah, your vote
I'll
can be a coin.
Flip your phone.
You're not going to vote for a third party, are you? You know that doesn't work.
All right, so that this side Goonies, that side
okay.
Gremlins.
He's holding a bus card up.
Gremlins. All right, so okay, we're tied.
We
are tied. I don't have an argument for that. I'm sorry.
You don't have an argument.
I mean, they're pretty cute.
All right, okay.
I forget it's a comedy.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay. So, what do you, without having seen them or knowing them very well, the three of you, which one do you think is more iconic then?
Gremlins, actually.
Really, Gremlins?
I think
okay.
so, Gremlins, all right. Yeah.
All right, that's a good start. Right. I would say Goonies.
What decade was Gremlins? Was it
80s? It's 80s as well, yeah.
And Goonies was 80s as well.
Yes.
I feel like Gremlins, at least from what I know about it, is just, I don't know shit about Goonies, so I don't
you
bloody
really
know.
Don't know.
I really don't. I know the name, that's about it.
Really?
But like, didn't Gremlins kind of straddle that line of, it's technically a kids movie comedy type thing, but it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's...
Which is just really interesting to me.
Yeah, it straddles that line in between the two.
Yeah, so I think if you're talking in terms of what it did to challenge norms in movies and film and things like that, I feel like Gremlins is probably a bit better. I made an argument out of nothing.
Yes, you did.
And it's glorious.
I'm very happy with that.
Gremlins has got the cult.
It does.
Classic
yeah.
kind of thing yeah. to mm. it. Whereas Goonies, I think at the time especially, was culturally significant.
Mm. Oh, it still is.
It still
it,
is.
It's still where do you think Stranger Things came from?
True.
The whole premise is basically the Goonies.
There's probably a lot of references to other things. I don't know what's from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Try and pitch to us the Goonies. Why is it great? Yeah. Or what's it about?
But the Goonies is just 80s nostalgia. It's just about these kids going on a treasure hunt because they want to find the treasure to save their parents' house, basically, from memory.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I saw it a million times when I was a kid.
I thought it was about
so
baseball,
find,
to be honest.
No, they find... That's
I thought it was
going to
be about gangsters because it's called Goonies.
I was thinking more...
crap, what's that movie? The Sandlot or whatever?
Yeah, The Sandlot.
I was thinking that as The Goonies.
The Sandlot's a good movie too.
It's alright.
No, yeah, The Goonies is... Yeah, it's Sean Astin. It's a few other kids. There's the kid from... I forget his name. He's in Indiana Jones.
Asian kid?
Yeah, the Asian
kid. We're all thinking
just
it.
To be specific.
We're all which thinking it.
Country in Asia
I forget his name.
We're all thinking... You mean Shia LaBeouf? Or?
No, not Shia LaBeouf.
None of us are thinking of Shia LaBeouf.
If Shia LaBeouf is in The Goonies, that my vote's for The Goonies. Because I just think every movie with Shia LaBeouf should be in the bunker.
Okay, that can be a topic. Yep. Just vote on whether
that's not a topic. That's just me talking
all
shit.
Shia LaBeouf movies just get automatic entry.
I mean, except for the Transformers.
Okay, the first Transformers.
First Transformers is fine.
Liked that until the end, and I am usually pretty good at identifying battling robots from one another, but they all just mashed together. And I was so confused. I swear,
that's what you were confused
by? I swear Jazz got killed 3 times in that movie. Didn't his head get ripped off before? Now he's back.
I don't even know the name. I know Bumblebee.
Yeah,
is it Bumblebee?
Bumblebee and Optimus and that's
his. Oh yeah, Optimus is in the movie. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, oh, and I can't. Yeah, no, that's.
I don't fucking know. It's Transformers. It's shit. If I'm being honest,
it's just generic.
Not just the
action
movies, all of it. Like even the cartoon. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, the 86.
I didn't grow up with the cartoon. Yeah, though, so it's like
The Transformers animated movie. It's worth seeking out because in the first 10 minutes, all your favorites as a child are murdered on screen in front of them. Okay. Their faces melt.
I watched the first 10 minutes then, and that's about it.
Back to the Goonies versus Gremlins, though.
I mean, Gremlins is my vote.
Okay, so we've got one for Gremlins.
Based
See,
on
the
nothing.
Goonies has just influenced so much. I mean, to the point where they put Sean Astin in the latest season of Stranger Things. But there is this direct reference to the Goonies.
Here's the thing with that, though. Do people know that it's actually influenced a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You reckon?
So. Yeah, the Goonies is huge.
Well, I'm an idiot, but anyway.
It's massive. It's where that whole trope of the kids go on the adventure to find the treasure basically came from.
Okay.
With, you know, the riding the bikes and the 80s music, that's where that came from.
And the murderous clown.
And then E.T., you know, the alien coming down. That was in the Goonies, right?
Yeah. That was in...
Yeah, phoning home and stuff.
The Goonies has definitely influenced a lot, and I'd have to give it my...
I just don't know a lot of... I don't know a lot about it either.
Okay, so we're 2 for Goonies,
If you go Gremlins, we can just...
I am going for Gremlins. Good. I want to know what do we do now?
Exactly.
That we have a tie.
We have a tie. Do none of them get in the bunker? Also, why can't we put everything in the bunker?
I think we should just throw them out of the bunker.
I agree. I think I agree.
You're not going to let either on the tie.
I think if there's a tie...
What kind of bunker is this? Is this our bunker?
We're in the bunker right now, Ben. Stop talking.
No. But what kind of bunker is this? Is it just for us? Are we letting? Why can't we let other people in? What do they think?
It's an okay. It's basically an archive.
I know it
is.
Yeah.
Of all the best things, and we're debating.
Again, I'm being a dick.
Which one goes in? I know you're being a dick.
We have an architect, you're being a dick.
I think Sean Connery should definitely be in the bunker.
Yep.
Okay, so are we legitimately not letting Goonies or Gremlins
in? To be honest, considering 3 of us don't know a lot about either...
I think it's fair.
I think it is fair.
Okay.
I'd let our producer be the vote, but I feel like... I feel like there's some...
What, bias?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, what bias do you think?
I mean... I'm just not going to say anything because I've had like 5 jokes in my head and they're all really insensitive and I won't say it.
Okay. Don't then.
And I'm sitting right next to her, so it's like, I don't really want to...
Prepare to be punched.
Yeah, no, she will punch me. So that's fair. I mean, she can cast a vote if she wants. She doesn't care either.
Neither. Neither. Okay. All right. You know what? We'll start this out with a dead stalemate, and nothing goes in the bunker. Let's hope that next week we can actually put something in.
That's right. You're trying to make this more hyped than what it is.
Thanks for sticking with us for 50 minutes.
It's a scoop film. Waste of time segment.
Can I also point out as the first like bunker battle thing? That's pretty shit.
Yep.
It's Gremlins and Goonies.
Well, this is
they both begin with G and they're both 80s.
I mean,
we should know more about as filmed.
My the shtick with me is that I don't know anything. Yeah, so no, screw you guys.
I'm perfectly happy for you to not know that much.
Thank you.
You can build a good argument about not knowing anything.
You mean like I just did?
I am ashamed that these two have not don't know anything about the
Goonies. I mean, I am ashamed as well.
I voted for the Goonies quite strongly because of the Truffle Shuffle.
Yeah,
and I can watch that gif for ages.
And Simon literally just voted for the sake of a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
flaws in this system.
Yeah, there is a flaw in the system. I will rework the system to make sure this does not happen again.
We need to do anonymous votes is what I mean.
Anonymous
votes.
I'm going to put the names
in that the issue? Yeah.
Vote out Michael.
Exactly.
I'm not exactly
the
sure.
The tribe has spoken.
Not exactly sure how anonymous votes will work with only four people, but, you know.
Well, this thing called pen and paper.
It'll be really obvious.
My very distinct handwriting.
we print them out, and then you tick a box. It's like voting.
Like a ballot.
Yeah, it's like a ballot. Don't donkey vote.
Or maybe... I'm gonna give you guys homework, and you're gonna have to.
I'm not gonna do any of it. I tell you, I'm gonna get a D and be proud of it, mate. I'm not doing shit.
I'll give you that solid D if you're happy with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Don't say it like that, though. There you go. Those guys need to do the homework because they're actually film students.
Yes.
I'm just a dude, so no. I'm like Owen Wilson. Just a dude.
Wow.
We're discussing the Gremlins and Goonies. Wow. How shit. Sorry.
On that note, I think we'll end it here. So, you know, everybody, like, subscribe, follow. I'm going to plug it. Why am I not going to plug it? Exactly. Why am I not going to plug it? I have to plug it.
Make sure you hit that little bell button to get notification, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
No, not that button. Don't press that button.
Not shut down. Not demonetize.
Sean Connery will come out of the screen if you press that button.
This ain't getting monetized. I'm telling you that now.
Bye, guys. See ya.
All right.